Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing what dumpers really think when you move on. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing what dumpers really think when you move on. So if you've been dumped and feeling heartbroken, what happens if you move on? In today's podcast, I'll be discussing 3 points to consider regarding what dumpers really think if you move on. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is blocking. So first of all, we're going to be discussing the concept as if you, the dumpee, block your ex the dumper. Because of course, there are many different ways we could describe a quote-unquote moving on. And point number one is going to be about if you decide to block your ex, if you block your dumper, what will they be thinking? What will they likely be going through if and when they discover that they're blocked? Now, of course, there are more than one way that your ex-dumper could find out that they've been blocked. Maybe they can tell without even directly wanting to contact you. Perhaps somebody actually told them, because maybe you as a dumpee told a friend of a friend that, hey, you know, just to let you know, I've actually blocked my ex. And maybe that friend of a friend has then actually told your dumper. However, there is the other possibility that your ex-dumper wasn't planning on contacting you, but perhaps it's social media or whatnot, they can just tell that they've been blocked. Or the other possibility is that they were actually planning on contacting you, but they then discover they've been blocked. So as you can see, there are different possibilities for how your ex-dumper could find out that they've been blocked. Now, generally speaking, a dumper will be shocked that they've been blocked. And that is because most dumpers are in the position where they believe that, yes, they've made the right choice in their mind to end the relationship, but they believe you as a dumpee really, really want them to get back into a relationship with you. They believe, maybe because you told them or maybe because it was very clear, that you didn't want the relationship to end. And therefore, they're going to be thinking to themselves, they want me back. They never wanted this to end. So the last thing I'm going to imagine them doing is actually blocking me. Now, of course, every person is different. Every situation is different. And you might have a dumper who is thinking to themselves, look, I do know that they want us to get back together, but I also realise that I've really, really hurt them and they've done this as a reaction. This is a reactive move by my ex-dumpee. And I know they don't really mean it, and maybe in the future they will unblock me. Okay, so it is possible that your ex-dumper will be considering these thoughts and thinking, right, they've decided to block me, but I do believe deep down they will unblock me in the future. And therefore, if I want to reconnect, there will always be that chance. However, not every dumper will be thinking of it in this way. And some dumpers will be viewing this blocking as, okay, yeah, that's kind of serious. They clearly don't want to ever speak with me again. And that could affect their mindset if and when they regrow romantic emotional attraction for you. If they have no way of contacting you, that is not going to help you within the chance of reconnection. Generally speaking, though, if we're going to use one word to describe a dumper thought during the process of realizing that they've been blocked, I would say shocked. I would say they feel shocked. They feel that this is not something that they saw coming. Now, again, if you're a dumpee and you want to try to get your ex back, blocking your ex for dumper, whether or not they believe this is permanent or temporary, it's not necessarily the best move you can make, dumpees. I would say you should only be doing this if it's to protect your mental health. Your mental health must come first. And if you feel that there's no other way to protect yourself rather or other than blocking your ex, then you must do this. Mental health must come first. But the caveat of this is you must recognise the chances of getting your ex back are very minimal if you block them. You know, just on the fundamental principle of how can they contact you? You can't get back together if you can't communicate. If you're thinking to yourself, well, I've blocked my ex, but maybe in the future I will unblock them and reach out to them myself, I wouldn't necessarily suggest that's the best move. Because I would say, by and large, if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, the strongest position is to never contact them again unless they contact you first. So that doesn't include you blocking your ex, unblocking them in the future, and then reaching out to them. You know, that would really go against the generalized advice that I would give for dumpees. Now, maybe you're thinking, well, I'll just block them for a while and unblock them later. Like I said, some dumpers might see this coming, but other dumpers won't. Other dumpers might see this blocking as a permanent decision, and it can really affect your chances of getting your ex back. So you need to be thinking long and hard, dumpees. Do you want your ex back? If the answer is yes, then blocking them needs to be the very last decision that you make on this. You know, you can't be thinking, that's my first choice of a decision. You know, this has got to be your last choice of a decision. You need to have gone through every other possibility in your mind before you come to the conclusion that blocking your ex is right for you. And I honestly believe that should only be the case if it's protecting your mental health. If it's some type of way of trying to punish them per se, or trying to make them feel that you're regaining the control of the situation, that is not always going to end up the way that you hope. If somebody finds out they're blocked, whether this is because they've been told, they've just kind of discovered it, or maybe they actually tried to reach out to you and found out they were blocked, it very rarely leaves a positive taste in their mouth. You know, it very rarely gives them a positive thought process of yourself and the position that you both find yourself in. Then you might think, well, I don't care what my ex dumper feels. They've hurt me. They've broke my heart. But you need to recognize, dumpees, if you want your ex back, you can't be believing that punishing them is a good place. It's not going to help you. It's not going to help get them back. And it's not something you should be doing lightly. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is ignoring their text. So when we're talking about today what dumpers really think when you've moved on, we have to consider all possibilities and all angles. And in point number one, we was discussing what your expert dumper would likely feel and think if you decided to block them. Point number two is somewhat different. Point number two is you haven't blocked them, but you've decided to ignore their text. So what we can see here is that from this example, your expert dumper has reached out to you. And as I said earlier, that is the strongest position for you as a dumpee to be in. You know, in most instances, you should be never contacting your ex again unless they contact you first. But what happens if they reach out to you and you ignore them? Now, first of all, let's consider why your expert dumper might be reaching out to you. Well, it can only really fall into one of two categories, either a necessary or unnecessary reason. A necessary reason might be something such as, they say, hey, I was just wondering, can I collect my work laptop that I've left at your house? Okay, that would be a necessary reason. They need their work laptop. It's clear, it's obvious, it's about work. There is no sign that they've regrown romantic emotional attraction. They just need their work laptop. That is a necessary reason. It's not a sign that they're looking to try and reconnect with you, but it is a request that you need to consider very carefully in how you proceed. Because if you behave in the way that I would suggest is the wrong way, this is not going to help your chances of getting your ex back. It's also not going to help your chances of moving forward with positivity in your life, because you would be harboring negativity. You would be harboring the feelings of bitterness, anger, and frustration. And if you hadn't already guessed, what I'm talking about here is if you either respond by saying no or you ignore them. So if your expert dumper reaches out to you for a necessary reason, as harsh and as hard as it might feel for you to respond in a positive way, I really think you need to. Because if you don't, firstly, it's not going to help you, because living in a way where you're surrounding your mindset with negativity and bitterness doesn't help you move forward. It doesn't help you be someone that other people want to spend time with. It certainly doesn't help you get your ex back. If you're somebody who wants their ex back, the last thing you want to be doing is quote unquote punishing them. Punishing them isn't going to help you. You might think, well, they deserve it, but do you really think that two wrongs make a right? No, they don't. Two wrongs do not make a right. If you feel that you were wronged, then wronging them is not going to help you. Your ex-bedumper is asking for their work laptop. If you don't let them get their work laptop, if you don't respond, if you reply but in a negative way, that is going to upset your dumper. Do you think that is going to regrow romantic emotional attraction in their mind? Or do you think it's going to make them think even less of you at this stage? Sadly, it will make them feel even less for you. And if they feel even less for you, then at the time when they dumped you, then you're certainly not any closer to reconnecting with your ex. Now, I said at the beginning of point number two that there was two possibilities of your ex-dumper reaching out to you. And the second possibility is for an unnecessary reason. Something such as, hey, I think I left my socks at your house 9 months ago. Can you let me know if I did? Now, this is a clear example of an indirect direct approach. It's indirect because it's not actually saying, hey, I miss you. But it's direct because it's a one-on-one contact. This is the most common type of message that a dumper will send a dumpee if they've regrown romantic emotional attraction. Very few dumpers will reach out and say, hey, I miss you. More than likely, they will come out with some type of ridiculous, almost comical excuse or reason to send you a text, such as the suggestion that I just said to you about asking whether or not you have their socks 9 months after the breakup. Do they really need them that bad? Is it really necessary for them to text you and ask at this stage for their socks? I don't think so. That would be a sign that they've started to regrow romantic emotional attraction. It's hit the necessary high point and they've reached out to you. Now, what happens at this point if you decide to ignore your ex? Similarly to the first suggestion about they're asking for the work laptop and you decide to just not reply, what would happen if for an unnecessary reason they text you and you think, no, I'm not going to reply? Now, maybe you're not being bitter here. Maybe you're just thinking, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to respond to them about something pathetic. Well, you need to recognize and realize the indirect direct approach. Because I said, they're not likely to reach out to you with a gushing text message telling you how much they love you, apologizing so much for hurting you. That is not likely to happen, especially in a first text. So if you want your ex back, you really need to be responding. Even if you don't want them back, I do believe there is some level of positivity to be putting in your own mindset by responding to your ex in a way which is polite, respectful. It's just setting a positive tone, and you can carry this tone throughout your life. Now, again, as I said earlier on today, if you feel your mental health is suffering, then you need to put that first, and maybe you don't reply for that reason. That is completely understandable, but you can't be trying to increase the chance of getting your ex back by not responding. Because if you don't reply to your ex when they text you, the likelihood is they're going to be feeling either A, frustrated, in particular, if it's for a necessary reason they reached out, or B, but going to be feeling somewhat upset if it was for, in particular, an unnecessary reason. Now, this isn't even necessarily because they're feeling upset for themselves, but quite possibly they'll be feeling upset by the clear way that they now understand how much they hurt you. If you have decided not to respond, they're going to be thinking you've moved on. They're going to be thinking you don't care. They're going to be thinking they've hurt you so much that you decided not to respond. However they look at it, whichever angle they process it, the feeling of upset, the feeling of sadness is likely to go through a dumper's mind. Now, some of you might be listening and thinking, well, could there be a degree of where they miss me even more? And it is certainly possible that in certain instances that a dumper might start to grow even more intrigue and attraction by not getting a response. You know, it would be wrong of me to say that that's not possible. However, I would say that the risk far outweighs the possible reward. There is too much risk to play that game. Yes, some dumpers might grow even more intrigue through the mystery of you not responding. I'm not going to say it's not possible, but I would say it's less likely than them feeling upset and or frustrated. I would say that if you want to roll this dice, then only getting number one or number two perhaps would allow your dumper to grow even more intrigue, even more wonder, and try again to reach out to you later down the line and putting you in an even better position. I would say more than likely if you rolled a 3, 4, 5, or 6, they're going to be upset and or frustrated and just never try to contact you again. I've spoke to many dumpers who have told me they will only try and reach out for once, and if they don't get a positive reply, they won't do it again. So do you want to roll that dice? Do you want to take that risk? It might work out for you, but I would suggest most of the time it probably wouldn't. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website, www.dateme.tips, for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number three and my final point of today's podcast about what dumpers really think when you move on. And point number three is dating someone new. So point number three is where you as a dumpy start dating someone new. You haven't ignored your ex because they haven't reached out to you. You also haven't blocked them. You haven't done anything at all other than concentrating on living your life to the full, and you've made new connections which have led to the point where you're dating somebody new. Maybe it's not very serious, perhaps it is starting to get serious, but what happens if and when your ex or dumper finds out? Now, I don't suggest you tell them. I don't suggest you text your ex and say, hey, just to let you know, I'm dating someone new, okay? I'm not saying do that, but they could find out in other ways. Maybe mutual friends, maybe social media, maybe another possible way. But dumpers just almost have an uncanny ability, it seems, to find out information about their ex. But what will most dumpers feel if they believe that you as a dumpy are dating someone new? Well, I can only tell you from the data, from the research that I've done, from speaking with many dumpers over many years. And that is what most dumpers tell me, that if they find out or believe that their expert dumpy is dating someone new, they actually feel more intrigue, more wonder, and a degree of jealousy for how they now perceive their expert dumpy. So when I went further in asking them questions, well, what would that make you do or feel towards them? They actually told me, by and large, generally speaking, more often than not, dumpers feel more attraction for dumpees that they believe are dating someone new. This is through and via the concept of social proofing. And therefore, if you want to try to get your ex back, it's clear to me that not only should you be never contacting your ex again unless they contact you first, but you should be living your life to the full and making sure that you date new people if you get the opportunity. Because you can't be living your life waiting for your ex. They might never come back. And even if they do, it doesn't matter if you're dating someone new. That's not going to put them off. They will reach out to you if and when they grow the attraction. And then you can have a choice about what you want to do from that point. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.